Thanks, everybody, for joining us again. Happy holidays for the second straight day in a row. Sent out a release about 11 o'clock, letting everybody know that we have officially signed Nick Johnson to a one-year contract. Again, anybody who has not received that press release, call the office, shoot us an email, we'll take care of it. But I know Nick's going to be en route to the airport here any minute. So, Nick, thanks for joining us, and welcome back. Look forward to seeing you next year. I guess before we take questions, Nick, the proverbial question, what does it feel like to be back in Pinstripes?
Oh, great. You know, I started my career here, and, you know, just really happy to be back and put those stripes back on and to be with a great organization, and it's all about winning, and that's something that I want to get back to doing.
Thank you, sir. Monica, if you'd like, we can. You want to cue them for the Q&A process, we can begin.
At this time, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, simply press star, followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. And we will pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster.
And Monica, as they're compiling it, just a note to everybody that after Nick is done with his Q&A session, we'll let him go, and then we'll pick up Yankees general manager Brian Cashman.
And there is a question from the line of Sweeney Murty with WFAN Radio.
Hi, Nick.
Sweeney, how are we doing?
Hey, you could have stayed in the National League or maybe played closer to home. What, in the end, made you want to sign with the Yankees?
Coming back to New York, and this is a great place to play. And having a chance to win and that's what it comes down to, winning. And you know, last 6 years haven't been close to doing that, so that's a huge part for me.
Was how do you feel about DHing, and is outfield an option for you?
I haven't picked up an outfield glove since Colorado, so So I think, you know, just get prepared to DH and get a routine and go from there.
Cool. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Sweeney. Monica, we could take another question.
There's a question from the line of Mark Feinfan with the New York Daily News.
Hey, Nick. Welcome back.
Thank you.
A lot of guys who were traded as prospects from the Yankees don't often get the chance to come back, or you know, guys who are traded, period. Yesterday, Javi Vasquez was saying he never really thought he'd be back. Did you ever think you would be, you know, back in his uniform after being, you know, one of their top prospects and getting traded away the way you did?
I didn't think so. Mark Teixeira is a great first baseman and a great player, and, you know, I just thought there would be no chance. You know, you always, you know, down deep, hope, you know, he might have a chance to come back. But when I heard that, you know, there's some interest, and I told my agent that that would be my number one choice to go back and be there. So, you know, there's nothing like playing in New York.
I assume there were teams out there who were looking at you as a first baseman. Obviously, you know, you've taken pride in your fielding over the years. Was that, you know, hard for you to give up the idea of playing first base?
Yeah, that's something I thought long and hard about, but, you know, coming here or playing first base, I decided to come, you know, come here and be in the atmosphere of winning and you know, being in this great lineup.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah.
We could take another question, Monica.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, simply press star, followed by the number one on your telephone keypad.
You've already dazzled them, Nick.
Perfect.
And there are no further questions at this time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
We'll give him another minute or two here.
That was easy.
Yeah, man. See? You thought New York media was tough.
There's a follow-up from the line of Mark fine fan with the New York Daily News.
There we go. Here's going to be a tough one.
Nobody else wants to ask, I guess. When you got traded away, I'm sure you've addressed this before, but, you know, obviously when they signed Jason, you probably figured there wasn't a long future for you with the Yankees. Were you surprised that they traded you? Were there ever any, you know, regrets of yours not being able to stay here and play the first bulk of your career?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I I wish I could have been on the field more, you know, being injured and not being able to get out there and produce. I just wish I could have been able to stay healthy and get it done, and it just didn't happen.
Along the lines of staying healthy, do you think that being a DH primarily and not having to play the field, do you think that'll help you stay on the field more?
I don't know. That wasn't something I really thought about, but more than anything, it was just basically coming back to New York. That was the main thing.
Monica, do we have any questions in queue?
There's a question from the line of Kian Belson with New York Times.
Nick, I wonder what you believe will be your biggest challenge or adjustment this year. And secondly, from what you've seen of Yankee Stadium, do you expect to hit more home runs there?
I think just getting in a routine, DHing, and getting comfortable doing that every day. And, hitting home runs, I'm stick with my approach. Work in the middle of the field and... right field is inviting and it's short and you see all the home runs on TV, but I can't really go up there thinking about that. I need to get on base and, if you pop one, you pop one, but I'm not going to be going up there just swinging for the fences.
Speaking of on base, I think that's a good segue into one of the notes in the press release. In 2009, Nick had an on base percentage of .426. And trailed only the two league MVPs, those being Joe Mauer and Pujols in all of baseball.